Task 1. You are now in a meeting with your PE teacher, Mr. Andrews, about the youth sports program. Listen to the conversation and fill in the missing information in the spaces below. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 1 minute to tidy up your answers. Mr. Andrews, do you want to see me?
Yes, Jane. Please, come in. I've got some information about the youth sports program. Here's a copy for you.
Thank you. Right. So this is the sports program that we're going to join?
Yes, the youth sports program.
What exactly is this sports program?
It's a special program that is jointly organised by the Leisure and Cultural Services Department of Hong Kong and the National Sports Association.
So the government is involved in this programme?
Yes. The Leisure and Cultural Services Department provides the funding and sports venues. The National Sports Association organises the training courses and provides subsidiary sports programmes.
Right. Just let me make a note of that. The two organisers of the youth sports programme are the Leisure and Cultural Services Department of Hong Kong and the National Sports Association. While the Leisure and Cultural Services Department provides the funding and sports venues, the National Sports Association provides the training courses and subsidiary sports programmes. Right. Mr. Andrews, who are the target groups of this programme?
The target groups are primary and secondary school students in Hong Kong.
In other words, all students from any primary or secondary school in Hong Kong can join the programme?
Yes, that's right. The youth sports programme is organised in order to encourage students to participate in sports regularly and to develop a healthy, active lifestyle.
So those are the aims of the programme: to encourage students to participate in sport regularly and to develop a healthy, active lifestyle.
Another reason why we want our students to take part in the sports programme is that the programme can help foster a sporting culture in schools.
To foster a sporting culture in schools. Right. So what sports activities or training courses can our students join?
There are various training courses and subsidiary programs for students to join. Tom can tell you more about them later on.
All right. I'll ask him about the training courses and subsidiary programs. Just a question, Mr. Andrews. Are these sports training courses and subsidiary programmes free of charge?
No, they are not free. Although they aren't free, the school, the government and a third party will subsidise as much as 90% of the fees. In other words, students will only have to pay 10% of the fees.
That's good news for students.
The government will pay 50% of the fees and our school will pay for a quarter of them.
Which is 25%, right?
Yes.
And who will pay for the rest?
The PTA, or the Parent Teacher Association. The remaining 15% will be paid by the PTA. Jane, let me give you an example. If a student wants to learn a new sport, say baseball, he or she will have to pay $1,500 for a training course.
So that's how much it costs normally?
Yes. If our school joins this youth sports program, the student will need to pay only 10% of the normal fee, or $150 for the same training course.
Because the program is subsidized by the school, the PTA, and the government.
Exactly. And on top of that, they don't have to pay for the sports equipment, because it's all included in that fee.
I see. So these are the benefits of joining the youth sports program.
That's right.
That is the end of task one. You now have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.